朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
刚才诗歌说，因为他活着，我们能够面对明天。
The song we just sang says, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow."
我相信我们中间很多人已经有过经历，就是我们希望明天不要来。
I trust that many of us have the experience that we hope tomorrow will never come.
可能在我们人生里面碰到的一些特别的困难，我们不想面对的人，我们希望明天永远不要临到。
Perhaps because of difficulties or people that we've offended or the troubles in our lives.We say, oh, tomorrow, I wish you would never come.
如果你还没有这样子经验的话，你这一生里面早晚会有的。
If you haven't had such an experience, sooner or later, you will fall into this experience.
但是诗歌不仅仅告诉我们，因他活着，我能够面对明天。
But the song that we just sang, it's not simply tells us we can face tomorrow because he lives.
而且他说我们的生命充满了希望。
But also that our life is full of hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友们，我相信今天是一个特别的日子啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, I trust that today is a very special day.
我们除了知道今天又会有人愿意信耶稣，这是大喜的消息。
Aside from knowing that someone is going to commit their lives to Christ, it's a wonderful news.
然后接下来我们要庆祝教会24周年，也是大喜的事情。
And then we're going to celebrate our 24th anniversary for SVCA. It's also great news.
然后下午有15个人要受浸归入主的名下，又是大喜的消息。
This afternoon, 15people are going to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and this is even a greater news.
但是我决定相信所有信的基督徒今天最大的喜乐是因为知道我们的主是复活的耶稣。
And I trust that the greatest joy for us who are Christian is because we know that our Lord is risen.
首先我们先欢迎今天来到我们中间的一些贵宾好。如果你自己还没有把握自己能够说我是基督徒的话，请你们站起来，让我们热烈的欢迎你们。
We'd like to welcome all of you. If you have not yet come to faith in Jesus Christ, would you please stand up?
勇敢的站起来，站起来，我们欢迎你。还有没有
？Anybody else?
感谢主。还有没有？好，请坐，请坐，请坐，非常欢迎你们。那么还有没有第一次来到我们中间，但是却还不是已经是基督徒的，也请你们站起来。
Any of you who are here for the very first time, you're a brother and sister in the Lord. We welcome you as well.
好，请坐。
Man,
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早上我要讲一个很特别的题目。
This morning, I'm going to touch upon a very important topic.
叫做为什么在死人中找活人呢
？It is why are you seeking the living among the dead?
等一下，我会引用到这节经文的背景哈，它就是讲到。当耶稣复活的那个早晨
，And I'm going to talk about the background of this particular verse. On the day Jesus rose from the dead,
有妇人跑到耶稣的坟墓，想要去找他的尸体。
Women came to the place where he was laid buried to look for his body.
因为前一天是犹太人的安息日，他们什么事情都不能做。
Because the day before was the Sabbath, for the Israelites, it's a day where they have to rest; they cannot do anything.
所以当他们一大清早跑进去坟墓要找耶稣，要用香膏好好膏耶稣的时候
，So early in the morning, they went to the tomb. They want to anoint his body.
然后他发现坟墓是空的。
They came and they discovered the tomb was empty.
他们正在那里不知道怎么办的时候，两个天使向他们显现。
They didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden, an angel appeared to them.
就对他们说：“你为什么要在死人中找活人
？”And so they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is no longer here. He is risen."
弟兄姊妹，等一下我会放图片给你们看。你今天到以色列地去的时候，那个坟墓是空的。
Brothers and sisters, if you go to Israel today, you will discover.The same that tomb is empty.
所有宗教的教主，你都可以找到他的坟墓。
The origin of any faith, you could find the place of their burial.
但是耶稣的坟墓却是空的。
But yet Jesus's tomb is empty.
所以天使在这里提醒说，你为什么在死人中找活人呢
？So the angel cries out and asks.Why do you see the living among the dead?
他不在这里，他已经复活了。
He is not here. He is risen.
但是今天我们愿意把这个意义再更深的延伸啊。
So today we want to extend the meaning of this faith.
今天很多人对基督教也有一定程度的好感。
And I know everyone may have a certain understanding, a good feel about Christianity.
他们认为耶稣基督是很伟大的人。
And they all probably think that Jesus is a very great man.
或是他很欣赏基督教的教义，就是要博爱。
And they admire the teaching of Christianity that is to love everyone.
他们也可能很佩服耶稣的精神，他那样子的舍己。
And they probably esteem the spirit of Christ where he was able to lay down his own life.
或是他们很喜欢基督教的环境里面，哎呀，很祥和，有音乐，有漂亮的教堂。
And maybe they enjoy the Christian environment where there's musical worship, there's a great church.
为什么在死人中间找活人？
But why do you seek the living among the dead?
不要把耶稣只当作历史上的一个伟人来看。
Do not treat Jesus simply as a great man in history.
不要把基督教当作一个宗教的哲学来看。
Do not simply look at Christianity as a great philosophy.
不要这么可惜的只欣赏基督教的精神、文化、艺术等等。
Don't tragically just admire the beauty of Christianity and its history and its outward beauty.
我们多么希望每一个人都能够像今天在座已经是基督徒的，我们登堂入室，认识这位复活的神。
But how we pray that everyone in this room, as those who are believers in Christ, that we can come directly before the presence of God.
复活在人类的历史上是最大的一件事情。
A resurrection is the greatest event in human history.
它不光在历史上是绝无仅有的一件事。
And not only is it the only event, the sole event that has happened in human history.
你们可能在网络上，可能在一些医药的杂志上看到有一些人死了，然后后来活过来。
Perhaps you read articles online or medical articles that talks about people who's died and they come back alive.
但是活了不久以后，他们又会死掉的。
But after much longer, many perhaps evenyears, but they will die again.
能够活过来,
they could come back alive.
而且能够活到永永远远,
but to live forevermore.
他是绝无仅有的一位。
There's none like him.
在我们今天介绍这位复活的耶稣之前,
before we introduce this resurrected Lord,
其实我希望我们每一个人，包括基督徒，我们再去思想底下有几件事情是你我决定不能做的事情。
I want to ask all of us to think and to ponder a little bit of the things that I'm going to mention, of the things that we cannot do.
这个世界给我们的教育就是人定胜天，人什么都可以做。
And the education that we get from this world is that yes, we can climb and we can reach the heavens. There's nothing we can't accomplish.
今天能够从世界各地，能够从中国，从台湾，从香港，从whatever country, 你们能够来到美国，来到 Silicon Valley, 都是过五关斩六将。
The fact that you are here in the Silicon Valley,immigrating from China, from Taiwan, Hong Kong, whatever the area, it is because you are able and you have some capabilities.
你没有一定的条件，你还不容易在这里生存的。
And if you do not have certain degrees of abilities, you can't survive in this environment.
但是我为了让大家我们更深刻的认识我们所信的这位到底是谁，我要提至少四件事情好了。
But so that you would know this Jesus whom we believe in, these are four things I want to mention.
这四件事情是你我不能解决的。
And these four things are the things that we cannot resolve on our own.
有没有去想过哈？
Have you thought about them?
我居然有不能解决的事。 I got straight A, 我在公司是 vice president.
There are things that I can't accomplish. I have a straight A, I have straight A's, and I'm a vice president of my company.
我所有的股票都赚钱。
I've made earnings on all my stocks.
弟兄姊妹，我问四件事情。
I'm just going to ask you four things.
第一个，圣经上告诉我们人人都有一死。
The scripture tells us that it's appointed unto every man to die.
死亡是我们每一个人共同的结局，跟每一个人都要面对的挑战。
Death is the consequence for us all, and it's a challenge that we all have to face.
我年轻的时候从来没有想过死亡。
When I was young, I never thought about death.
直到我进出医院，看见这么多人在我旁边，比我年轻的要走就走。
Until I enter and again at the hospital, I see many people pass away, and life is so fragile.
人人都有一死，死亡是在座你我每一个人不能解决的问题。
It's appointed unto every man to die, and death is something that we cannot deal, we cannot resolve.
秦始皇再有权柄，他也是死的。
Emperor Qin, no matter how powerful he was, he still died.
亲爱的朋友，这个问题是我们第一件我们不能解决的事情。
Dear friends, this is the very first issue that you cannot resolve on your own.
甚至如果我们是敌对的国家、敌对的人，但是我们共同的敌人却是死亡。
We may have other enemies or allies, but our common foe is death.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
第二件事情也是我们不能解决的事情。
This is also something that we cannot resolve.
不仅人人都有一死，圣经上告诉我们死后且有审判。
And not only is every man appointed to die, but after death there is judgment to come.
因为这个宇宙是神创造的。
Because God has created this universe.
他是圣洁的。
He is holy.
他是公义的。
He is righteous.
他恨恶罪恶，他不容许罪恶存在的。
He hates evil, and evil cannot exist in His presence.
但是我们每一个人将来死了要去面对他的。
And afterOur death, every single one of us is to stand before Him.
这件事情是你我不能逃避的哈，你我永远不能逃避的。
You and I
不管你相不相信
cannot flee. Whether you believe it or not, we cannot flee from this event.
所以当耶稣在地上的时候，也告诉我们，有一天所有的人都要复活。
So Jesus said while He was walking on earth that all man would come to life.
你要知道，你我灵魂永远不死的。
You and I, our soul, our spirit, it will never die.
我们的身体会死，我们的灵魂永远不死的。
Our body will perish, our body will corrupt, but our spirit will endure.
耶稣在地上告诉我们，我们都要复活。
And Jesus said, "You will all be resurrected."
不管是复活得奖赏得生命
，whether resurrection unto a reward, unto a life eternal，
或是复活面对定罪，面对审判
，or resurrection unto condemnation and judgment to come，
而那一个结局是永火永远的审判。
And the end of that judgment, that condemnation, is eternal fire。
所以我最近特别有负担，请求弟兄姊妹一定要跟自己的家人、自己的亲友传福音。
So today, recently, I've encouraged brothers and sisters, we need to share the good news with our friends and our family members。
他们不认识神，所以他们不相信这些东西。
They do not know God, so they do not believe any of this.
但是当我们相信神的时候，我们知道这些事是必要快成的事情，一定会临到所有的人。
But for us, we believe in God. We know these things will come to pass, and they are imminent.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Every man will die, and after death there is judgment to come.
而第三件事情。
And thirdly,
那我们的罪怎么解决
？How do you deal with your sins?
因为在神的眼中，如果不流血。换句话说，如果你不死的话，你的罪是不能解决的。
In the eyes of God, unless there is the spill of blood, your sin cannot be dealt with.
不光罪的工价是死。
Not only the wages of sin is death.
但是你死了还没有一了百了，你将来还要起来面对审判呢。
And even your physical death, you have not come to an end. You will resurrect and face the judgment that is to come.
圣经上说，如果不流血，罪就不可能得到赦免。
And that's why the scripture says, unless the blood is shed,The sins cannot be forgiven.
而圣经上告诉我们，你凭着自己的善行，你凭着任何牲畜流羊的血，都不能把我们的罪给洗干净。
And the Bible tells us, by your good deeds alone, or by the blood of bulls and rams, they cannot wash away your sins.
在神的眼中
，In the eyes of God,
只有一个人的血。
There's only one man's blood.
就是这位伟大的神，他自己成为人以后。他所流的血能够洗净我们的罪。
It is this amazing God. He came as a man. He died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins.
这就是为什么我们说耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
And this is the reason why we say Jesus Christ came in the flesh into the world.
他来就是要为着死的。
He came for the purpose to die.
他是为我们舍命流血，为了洗净我们的罪。
He died for the penalties of our sin. He shed his blood.
你知道很多哲学家、很多宗教学家是用很消极的口气讲说，你生下来就已经迈向死亡哈。
A lot of philosophers very passively or very negatively already said, the moment you are born, you are walking towards death.
我跟于师母到德国去参观路德马丁路德 Martin Luther 他的故居哈，他住的地方。
Pastor Nancy and I had a chance to go to Germany when we visited the place where Martin Luther actually lived.
他们带我们去他旁边小的时候他去的一个地方，他那个房子的门口挂有一个石头的雕像。
And we went to visit a little dwelling where he grew up, and on the doorpost there was a carving.
我今天早上才想起来，不然我就把那个图放给你们看了。那个图是一个赤裸裸的小 baby， 刚刚生下的小婴孩，但是呢却抱着一个死人骨头。
The carving was of a newborn baby hugging a skull.
这是他们在这里传一个信息，就是你生下来你就已经跟死亡是发生关系的。
And the message that is declaring is that the moment that you are born, you are united with death.
你生下来每过一天就更靠近死亡一天，这是一个非常灰心的哲学。
And every day that you live, you are one step closer to death. This is a very, very negative philosophy.
啊，当然也是一个很重要的提醒。
But it is also a very important reminder.
但是耶稣告诉我们，他来原是为此而来，就是要为着你，为着我上十字架。为了要救我们，把他的血流出来。
But Jesus says, I've come for this very purpose, for this cause, that I am to die on the cross, that you and I may be redeemed.
今天十个人，有八九个人不快乐，是因为我们在罪里面。
Of 10 people, 8 and 9 are not happy because they live in sin.
我们的罪没有解决。
If our sin is not dealt with.
你把你的思想，你把你所做的，你把你所说的 video 放出来，我们没有一个人敢做这件事情。
If you take your thought life, what you've done, what you've said, and made it a display for all to see, no one dares to do such a thing.
撒旦来就是叫人犯罪，叫人得罪神，叫人被神咒诅。
Satan comes to cause us to sin, that we would offend God, and we would be cursed by God.
神的儿子耶稣基督来就是要叫我们因他得救。
Yet the Son of God came that through him we might be saved.
圣经上说，神差他的儿子到世上来，不是要定人的罪，而是要叫世人因他得救。
And again, the Bible says that the Father God has sent forth his Son that the world would not be condemned, but through him they may be saved.
就是我们基督徒为什么都可以承认自己是罪人，巴不得告诉你赶快接受耶稣。
And this is the reason why every Christian will cry out, "We are sinners," and we desire that all would be saved.
所以第四件事情就是告诉我们，除他以外别无拯救。
And fourthly, aside from Jesus, there is no other salvation.
只有他能够洗净我们的罪，只有他能够拯救我们。
Only He can cleanse us of our sins. Only He can save us.
从来没有历史上没有过任何伟人敢说我就是神。
And no one in history can would ever dare to cry out, "I am God."
从来没有一个人敢说那句话，像启示录，我等一下我们会念的，我曾经死过，现在活着。而且要活到永永远远。
And no one dares to say that I have died, but now I am risen. I will live forevermore.
从来没有一个人敢说我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到神那里去。
No one dares to say I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me.
他为我们死。
He died.
罪的工价就是死。
He died for us because the wages of sin is death.
死的毒钩就是罪。
And the sting of death is sin.
但是因为他从来没犯罪。
But because he's never sinned.
他只是为了我们的罪而流血的。
But he bled for our sins.
他是为着你，为着我的罪而死的。
He died for your sin and my sins.
所以当他下到阴间去的时候。
So when he went into Hades.
他真的死了，他下到阴间去了。
He truly died. He went into Hades.
但是撒旦的权势不能扣留他，因为他没犯过罪。
But the power of the evil one cannot hold him because he never sinned.
死的毒钩扣不住他，因为他没犯过罪。
The sting of death cannot hold him because he never sinned.
所以三天之后他从死里面复活。
So in the third day he rose from the dead.
他借着死他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
By death he has abolished the evil one.
整个人类都伏在死亡的权柄底下。
So all of us were subdued under the power of death.
从来没有人能够不死的。
No one could overcome death.
而且这么多人都被死亡的恐惧所笼罩。
And so many people are bound by the fear of death.
但是他那天下到阴间去的时候。
But that day he went into Hades.
整个黑暗的权势，死亡的权势要来抓住他。
But the power of darkness wants to cling onto him and hold him back.
死的毒钩要扣住他。
And the sting of death wants to hold him back.
但是圣洁没有瑕疵，神的儿子从来没犯过罪。
But this holy, the Son of God who has never sinned.
对，当他从死里面起来的时候。
He rose from the dead.
啊，整个阴府的权柄，整个死亡的权势。Collapse.
And all the power of darkness, all the power of death, it collapsed on that very moment.
所以我每年以前复活节，我们最喜欢唱"他起来，他起来"，对不对？
But that's the reason why every Easter we want to say, "He's risen, He's risen."
兵丁突然看守。
The soldiers watched in vain.
石头封在耶稣的坟墓面前，石头也突然封口。
The rock was sitting there in vain.
就连死亡的权势都不能拘禁他。
Even the power of death cannot draw near to him.
哈利路亚，他起来。
Hallelujah, he is risen.
所以不要在死人中找活人了。
So why do you seek the living among the dead?
那么多的伟人，那么多宗教的教主都在坟墓里面。
There's so many great men, so many great women, they've died.
没有一个人从里面出来。
None of them has overcome death.
所以我们今天不需要到死人中间去找活人。
So we do not need to seek the living among the dead.
在我十三岁的时候，我们 我住的地方附近飞机坠机，好，有个 crash。
When I was 13 years of age, there was the plane that crashed near where we live.
所以他们把那些烧焦的 body 都缩成一团，很可怕，全部送到我家旁边，大概走路三分钟的一个殡仪馆。
It was very visible for me. I remember all the body that were burned and shriveled up. They collected the body and they brought it to the morgue.
我那天很好奇，偷偷跑去看。
And I was very curious, and so I snuck up to this event and tried to take a peek.
我想我不要继续形容给你们看了，反正惨不忍睹。我回家三个晚上没睡好。
I'm not going to further describe the scene to you, but for three nights I couldn't sleep.
你知道我在那里碰到我们教会一个妈妈哈，那是我叫她陈妈妈。
I met a mom. I call them Auntie Chen.
因为有一些人不敢自己去认尸体，那这个人很勇敢哈，人家拜托他去帮他找他的家人。
And so, there's some family member they dare not, they did not have the courage to go look for the body of their own family member, so they asked her to please go search.
所以他跑到死人中间，拉开布啊，翻开来剥尸体，然后去帮忙找那个他的朋友。
So she went through one body after another, opened up the cloth that was covering them to look for a particular body.
他在院子碰到我的时候，他没有说啊，你怎么在这里？难怪我刚刚没找到你。
他
不可能会说，哎，你怎么会在院子里面？
Okay.
我刚刚怎么没在中间找到你？
So, it would be very odd for her to say, how come you're here? I didn't find you among the dead.
因为我是活人。
Because I am with the living.
他不会到死人中间去找我的。
She would not go among the dead to look for me.
今天我们就是到死人中间去找伟人，去找基督教的精神，去找基督教的艺术。
But oftentimes we go to the dead.To look for those great men of different faith, to look for people of great philosophy.
我们甚至去找基督教中间的伟人去崇拜他。
Or maybe we look for a great people in Christian history.
要相信复活的耶稣，他不仅仅活着，他今天要跟我们同在，他把他的生命赐给我们。
But believe unto Jesus Christ, because He is alive today. He is with us. He's given His life to us.
今天不管人相不相信他复活，至少没有一个人可以证明他没有复活。
Today, other man can prove whether he's risen or not. No one can prove that he hasn't risen.
今天不管科学多伟大，没有一个科学能够证明耶稣没有复活。
No matter how great science is, science cannot prove.That Christ has not risen.
整个世界有那么多反对基督教、敌对基督教的，但是找不出证据，耶稣没有复活。
There's so many that resisted Christianity, but no one has evidence that Christ did not rise from the dead.
更何况我们有 numerous 的 evidence 能够证明耶稣复活。
Yet we have numerous evidence and facts to prove that Christ has risen.
所以耶稣复活不仅是一件伟大的事，不仅是一件最大的神迹。
And Jesus' resurrection is not only the greatest miracle.
而且是最伟大的神迹，这个你就翻不出来了。
It is the most amazing miracle.
Oh, okay, okay, good. 我以为你们英文有 limitation. Wow, very good.
There's no limitation in English translation.
不只是最大的神迹，是最伟大的神迹。
Not only is the greatest miracle, but the most amazing miracle.
就是我在这里讲到的，万有的主宰竟然肯为着爱的缘故，来为这些受造的人而死在十字架上。
For the sake of love, that the author of the universe is willing to die for the created beings.
全能的神竟然因着爱，可以为这么渺小的人而死掉。
For the sake of love, the omnipotent God is willing to die for the finite.
我说过，全宇宙有100亿个 100 billion, 不是1000亿个 100 billion 的 galaxies.
We spoke before there are 100 billion galaxies in the world.
光光银河系就有1000亿个像太阳这样子的恒星。
A known galaxy, just with the Milky Way itself, there are
100 billion.
There are 100 billion that's like it.
你想我们在地球上自己多小？
And you begin to imagine how puny, how small we are.
而这么伟大的神肯为你为我死在十字架上。
This awesome God, He's willing to die on the cross for you and for me.
而这位圣洁的神居然肯为我这样子败坏的罪人而死。
And this holy God is willing to die for sinners like you and me.
这叫做 amazing grace, unending love. 那是真的是奇异的恩典。
And this is amazing grace.
一个永不止息的爱。
It is unending love.
主耶稣说：“人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。”
There's no greater love that a friend would lay down his life for a friend.
你要不要想一想，你班上的同学， 包括教会的弟兄姊妹。
Can you think about anybody in your school, schoolmates, even brothers and sisters in the Lord at church?
你真的能够找到几个人肯为你死的？
How many people can you truly find that is willing to lay down their lives for you?
天天玩在一起，等到你出事，没有人理你。
You play together, but when you're really in trouble, are they still nearby?
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣因着爱甘心把他的命倾倒出来
Jesus, because of love, willingly poured out his life.
宇宙的主宰圣洁的神伟大的主造物者
He's the author of the universe, the holy God, the omnipotent God.
所以我说他不光是一件最大的神迹他是一件最伟大的神迹
That's why I say this is notSimply the greatest miracle, but it's the most amazing miracle.
如果只有他自己从死里复活，那是他伟大而已，跟我有什么关系？
If he just rose from the dead by himself, yes, he's great, but what does that have to do with me?
他的死，他的复活，跟你我每一个人都有关系。
But his death, his resurrection has everything to do with each and every one of us.
知道我们不能解决我们罪的问题，我们永远审判的问题。
He dealt with the issue of sin and the judgment that is to come, things that we cannot deal with.
所以他为我们死。
So therefore he died.
而且要释放那些一生因为怕死而为奴仆的人。
He died for those who've been fearful of death.
他又为我们活过来。
And he rose for us.
因为他把他的生命释放给我们。
Because he wants to set free his life and us.
他说一粒麦子若不是落在地里死了人就是一粒。
And he says unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
当他死的时候就要结出许多的子粒来。
But yet when it dies, it will bear many fruits.
好，历史历代多少的基督徒，今天全宇宙，今天全世界。可以算得上基督徒的有二十多亿。
Throughout the history of Christendom, today alone there are more than 2 billion Christians in the world.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做伟大的复活。
This is a wonderful, amazing resurrection.
所以复活成为整个基督徒的核心根基和内容。
And the resurrection is the foundation and is the very core of the believer Christian.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。